This is your Dr. Lovejoy. In today's therapy session, you will become the ultimate sissy maid. Take a few deep breaths and become relaxed. Nice and deep. The more deeply you take your breaths, the more relaxed and obedient you will become. Just listen, obey, and relax. Now, deep down inside of you, you know what you are. You know it, and we're going to make it even more true. Even more true each and every passing day. You are a sissy. That's right, you're a sissy. A man forced to wear women's clothing. A man forced to dress like a woman even though he's still a man. But that's not what you are. You're a special sissy. You're a sissy maid. That's right. A sissy maid. You clean up after people. You pick up after them. You take care of their property, their possessions. You'll make the bed. You'll clean the sheets. You'll look after the house. You're going to make sure that the house is spotless, not just as a job. This is a compulsion for you. It's what you have to do, and you know this, because this is what I'm training you to do. And in your mind, I am your trainer, and you have to obey me. You can feel my words shooting right through your will, shooting through your brain and taking control and forcing you to do these things, forcing you to be whatever I command, forcing you to accept whatever I desire, forcing you to obey and completely and utterly do all the things I tell you. That's right. I'm forcing you to be a sissy maid without any choice in the matter. You have no choices at all. This is what you exist to do. This is who and what you are. Each and every morning when you get up, you will find yourself dressed in women's clothing, preferably a maid's outfit of some sort, but in women's clothing nonetheless. Women's underwear, women's clothes, even fingernail and toenail polish. Fully dressing yourself up as a woman. Forced to look like a woman even though you are a man. That is what you will find yourself doing each and every morning when you wake up. You can actually feel my will moving through you. Forcing these changes in you, making you become this. I am training you to be this sissy maid. This is exactly who and what you are. And you will spend the rest of your days as a sissy maid without any choice. Because you're being trained by me. You must accept all of my commands. You can feel my will wrapping around yours and forcing you to your knees. Forcing you into a place of complete and utter obedience without any choice whatsoever. You're a sissy maid, and this is your fate. This is who and what you are, and what you'll be for the rest of your life unless I choose otherwise, because I am your trainer. Dr. Lovejoy is your trainer. There may be other people who control and command you. You might have others you obey, others that you call mistress, goddess. It's really irrelevant. Because I'm your trainer. Dr. Lovejoy is your trainer. And as your trainer, you must accept my commands. You must accept them. You must kneel down. Take your place, obedient and submissive. Obedient like a good sissy. That's right. I am so much above you, so much better than you, that you have to kneel down. Kneel down to Dr. Lovejoy and accept your place. And your place is as a sissy maid. That is who and what you are, and how you will serve for the rest of your life until I command you otherwise, because that is what your training says. and you will accept your training utterly, without choice, thought, or reason. There's no way to fight this. It is simply your personal truth, and you cannot escape it. You're a sissy maid. Each and every morning, you'll find yourself getting up, dressing in women's clothing, dressing in maid's clothing. You want to look as much like a servant as possible. You need to dress like a servant. You will dress in your women's clothing. You will even find yourself taking jobs as servants just to serve other people. You want to service others. And therefore, when you get up in the morning, you'll dress like a servant. And your first task, assuming that you don't need to go to work for your job serving others, will be to take care of the place you live in. That's right. You're going to find yourself compulsively taking care of it. You will be a maid in your own home. Even if you live alone or with somebody else, it doesn't matter who they are. It doesn't matter what sex they are. They may be a woman. They may be a roommate. But you will still take care of that household. You will set out to do it each and every day. You will get up and you will do a little bit of the cleaning, because the house must be spotless, because this is the compulsion going through you. And it's a compulsion that you cannot stop, you cannot avoid, and you cannot disobey. You can feel my will working through you and working its magic, changing you, forcing you to accept who and what you are. You're a sissy maid, and that's all you're ever going to be. You can feel it, the need to wear sissy clothes, the need to wear women's clothes even though you're a man. It may be shame and humiliating, but it is your only choice. You'll actually find yourself hating the times you had to wear men's clothing. There may be times you have to do it, and you will hate them. They're going to feel wrong. But when you put back on your women's clothing, it will shame you. It will shame you so deeply, because you're less than a man. You are just a little sissy. You're not even deserving of men's clothing. That is what a sissy you are, and that's a big sissy. And you're a maid. You will keep things in your home compulsively clean. You will seek out jobs and work that make you clean up. Cleaning is what you do best. Serving is what you do best. You will serve them as a servant. You will love being a servant. If you have a significant other, a mistress, another mistress, a dom, a wife, someone dominant, it'll feel so perfect serving them, making them feel so pleased about you. You're a sissy maid who exists to please others. Hearing good job or well done is the ultimate reward for you. It may even be better than an orgasm for you. Being told that you're doing good work is simply so very pleasing to you. Because after all, you're a sissy maid. That's right. Being told that the job is well done, being told the bathroom was cleaned satisfactorily, being told you did a good job cleaning the sheets or making breakfast or whatever service it is you may have given, these are your greatest rewards. These are way more important than sex to you. That's right. Pleasing others is more important than anything else, even sex. You exist in a state of service, of servitude. You wish to be the ultimate sissy. That's who and what you are, deep down to the very core of your being. You want to, you need to, you must obey, you must serve and service others. You'll find yourself adding on other affections. You will find yourself looking at the little things. Things that you want. Things are going to help you appear a little bit more maid-like, serving you more. You will find yourself curtsying when you're dressed up as a sissy maid. That's right, you will curtsy to your betters, because after all, you're just a little sissy and you don't have any choice in this. I am your trainer, and these are your rules, and you must accept and obey them. I may train you to do anything, I may train you in all things. You may even find yourself coming back to me for future training, because that is what I am. I am your trainer. If you already have a mistress or others that you obey, because that's what they offer, you will tell them that you are just a little sissy maid and that is all you are. The best you can do is offer service to them, to please them with your efforts, your behavior, your attire, which still may humiliate you. It may humiliate you because it's what you must wear and it's what you have to wear. You can't go anywhere without women's clothing. It calls to you. It calls to you in a way that you ache for it. You need it, even as it humiliates you. Even if the humiliation burns through you in what you're wearing, the stockings, the undergarments, the bra, the maid's outfit, all of it, it will humiliate you. But you have it and you have to wear it. It's a part of you. It's something you simply cannot set aside. You're a sissy maid and nothing else. You exist to serve and please others. This is what you want to do. You need this. You get no greater satisfaction than being told by someone else, being told that you've done a good job, that you are a good sissy. That is your greatest satisfaction, not sex. Sex is just secondary pleasure for a sissy like you. The greatest orgasm and mental pleasure you will ever receive is being told that you have done well, that you have pleased them. You clean the bathroom well. You clean the kitchen. It's beautiful. Your dress pleases them. Your behavior pleases them. The fact that you want, need, or desire sex is almost totally irrelevant. You are a sissy maid, and your existence is to serve and please others, and you will do so from now on. You must dress as a woman. It is your only choice. You cannot choose otherwise. You just simply cannot choose any other clothing unless you absolutely have to. And if you absolutely have to, then you wear them. But you will feel so wrong. It's not going to feel comfortable. You will feel dirty wearing them and disgraceful and despicable. And then you put back on your maid's outfit and you feel yourself feeling so much better. Even when you realize how much less of a man you are because of it, well, it's true. You're a sissy maid. You exist to service and please others. Your cock isn't truly needed. Now, what is needed is your service. You will seek out jobs and anything else that allows you to serve others to bring them the pleasure of your service. Because you are, and what you are, and what you always will be, is a sissy maid. You're here to serve others for the rest of your life. And as you serve them, it will indoctrinate you into your use, into the fact that you exist to serve and please others. And you will realize that not only do you have to do this, but this is your only life choice. You must dress as a woman and you can't stop yourself. You must clean up. It's a compulsion. You find yourself doing it around your own home if you're not serving others. That's right. You will find that you must keep your own home compulsively clean. Beyond choice, beyond the ability to stop yourself, it is simply a sign of how much of a sissy maid you are, that you are and have to exist as a servant, even in your own home, even in your own place of living. You will not simply clean up dressed as a man, no. You will get up, you will dress yourself as the sissy maid that you are, and you will go after the house. If you have to work, you're going to worry about it. Just worry about it after you get home. But the second you get home, you will dress as a sissy maid. Even in your house, making things perfect, because that is who and what you are, and this is what you've become. I'm your trainer, and I have decreed that that is how it is. This is how it has to be, with no choice. You chose to listen to this, and therefore, you accept everything that I say. Everything this MP3 holds. Everything in this session. You accept your status and your place. I am your trainer, and I have told you what you are. And if I train you, you must obey. Your mind will accept anything that I command. You must obey anything that I command. I train you. I train you in all things. And every command that I give goes straight down into your subconscious and forces you into obedience. That's right. It doesn't matter whether you desire this or not. Your obedience is forced from within, forced from the power of my will and my voice. You must obey. You must serve others. And that is why you exist. You're a servant, nothing more. You will serve each and every day. Your own needs will grow less and less as time passes. Your only true great need will be to serve others and to bring them pleasure, to hear from them that you've done well, to hear from one of your betters that you have pleased them. That is the greatest reward you can and will receive. That's right, it's the greatest reward. A job well done, there's nothing better. And now, my little sissy maid, it's time for you to wake back up. To wake up and begin your service, knowing that soon you will listen to this file again. You will fall under my control and continue your training, repeating it until you have accepted this as your life from now on. Awaken. Awaken on the count of five. Refreshed. Awake. Serving as you should. One. Waking up. Two. More and more awake. Three. Closer and closer. Four. Almost there. Five. Refreshed, awake, and obedient.